explain kind of to our listeners what's happened and what process is that?
Yeah, indeed. Well, I've obviously post regularly on Facebook this week. You can imagine what I'm posting about. It's a part of the Leave campaign. And in people's comments, because I have, you know, completely unregulated comments, I allow people to post on my site as they please, and it's often welcome to have a dialogue. But this comment came up, and it reads, another MP that needs, and there's the emoticon symbols of a gun and a knife and then a smiley face. Obviously, the person's identified on Facebook, and I don't suppose they'll take too much tracking down as to who it is. But given the shocking events of last week, when we saw that, you know, the young MP with children gunned down in the street, this is not just in poor and appalling taste. It is, you know, it's one of those things that in the current environment, I think we do have to take a little bit more seriously rather than just perhaps shrug it off. Perhaps we shrug these things off a little bit too regularly in the past. And, you know, I realize that there's rough and tumble in modern politics, but why people think that they can use social media to be as abusive as they like and to dish out what are potentially death threats and sort of laugh about it. I think we're entering a different phase of politics, and we are trying to do things a little bit differently. We had that quite remarkable service in Parliament yesterday where we all promised to try and be a little bit more inclusive, a little bit more confrontational, and yet here we are on that day, I'm receiving messages like that. So, you know, it's a worry, not so much, I say a worry to me, but it's obviously something that worries my wife and family and particularly my staff. You know, who is out there? Who's thinking these, you know, quite grotesque thoughts? So it's something we need to take seriously.
I think in the past couple of minutes, Jo Cox's widower has told BBC News that she was killed because of her strong political views. Is it scary as a politician to sometimes say some things that you may want to say because of the backlash you may face?
It's not something that crosses my mind. As you know, I'm fairly, you know, independent spirited, and I do speak my mind, and nothing is going to stop me from doing that. But I'd hate to think that we find that we ought to be constrained in our thoughts and our actions, and I certainly don't want to hide myself away from the public, and I want to continue that very unique relationship I think we have, British MPs, with their electorate, that they can come to surgeries, they can come and speak to us, and we're very open and available, and I certainly don't want that to change. But to think that, am I going to not speak out on something because of a worry about threats? No, that's not something that I'll subscribe to. But the police, I must admit, have been fantastic this week. Obviously, after the Jo Cox murder last week, I've had local police on worrying about security issues and really saying, if you've got any worries at all, if you've got any sort of messages or fears, please do get in touch. So after this, it's exactly what I've done.
And there's always going to be online trolls and people who have things to say on social media, and I'm sure you've seen it before. What type of kind of safeguards are in place for MPs and kind of other senior civil servants as such to make sure that they're not at such a risk?
Well, you know, but I don't want to sort of hide myself away from just a dialogue on Facebook. That, as I say, my Facebook is open for anybody to put up whatever they like, and I'll welcome a dialogue and a debate. But in terms of security aspects, obviously we're very secure when we're in the Westminster estate. But apart from that, I, you know, go about my business the same as everybody else. My surgery is open after people make appointments. You'll find me in the pubs and the restaurants locally is the same as anybody else at all. But, you know, people know where I am, where I live, where the office is. I don't want to bind myself up in cotton wool, and that's not the type of person I am. But, you know, we do, I think, you know, deserve not respect, but you wouldn't talk to your doctor like this, you wouldn't talk to your dentist like this. Why are we now seem to be just fair game for abuse and trolling and a venting of spleen as and when people like it? It's quite a shame, actually, that we've got to this situation.
And just finally, if you have time, have your views on the role changed since what happened last week?
No, that, of course not. But I think it's alerted all of us, all MPs, and I know particularly some women MPs have been subject to some quite outlandish, you know, threats of rape, etc., are not uncommon amongst female MPs. I suppose, you know, being a male MP, we don't get those, but we certainly do get these type of threats and abuse, and we're called, you know, Tory expletive on a regular basis. But it's a matter of sticks and stones and break your bones, but words won't particularly harm you. But, you know, this does, what's happened here, I think, goes over the edge of normal, dare I say, expected abuse into a different level, especially when we're looking just a few days on from that appalling murder of a sitting MP, and that this troll, well, not really a trolling, this is an identified person, has used those symbols of a gun and a knife and a smiley face. Not only bad taste, something that you perhaps do need to worry about because you don't know the state of his mental health.
Craig, thank you very much for your time.